Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnevav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned Maseches Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Refan, Reziva Kagon, Bikarav Mamish. So Mishnevav tells us, Yeshua and Parachi, Venita Arbeli, Kibul Mehem, Yeshua and Parachi, Venita Arbeli. They receive the tradition, the Messiah from them. Who's them? So that's Yosef ben Yezer and Yosef ben Yochanan from the previous two Mishnayas. Yeshua and Parachi, Emer, Yeshua and Parachi says, Asei Lucha Rav, make for yourself a Rebbe, which means one has to have one main Rebbe that he learns from. Too many styles of learning leaves him without anything concrete. Also, he has to find somebody whom he could learn from and shouldn't just say, I'm just going to teach myself. Next memra is Uknel Chachaver, buy for yourself a friend. Having friends is so important that one should even buy one. The question is, where's the friend store? So obviously, it doesn't mean you just pay money for a friend because no one's going to want to be your friend if you just pay him. It means going above and beyond the standard in order to build a relationship with somebody so that they'll be your friend. It can mean spending money, perhaps giving time, emotion, more, maybe helping them out. And the reason why is because a real friend helps somebody grow in their Avodas Hashem and be a better person. That's why it's so important to even buy a friend. And lastly, if Avodanus Kol Adam every person should be judged. This is usually translated as the benefit of doubt. Literally, this has to do with a kaf maiznayim, a scale where you have two sides. When one side is heavier, that weighs it down. And this means if you see somebody whom you don't know to be a rasha or a tzaddik doing something that looks shifty, it looks like it's bad, you have a chiv to judge him favorably. If he's a rasha, though, you do not give him the benefit of the doubt. On to Mishnah Zayin, Nitar Bailey, Amir, Nitar Bailey says, Harchek Mishachin Ra, stay far away from bad neighbors. This means that you're already a little bit stuck. They're your neighbor already, or your friend, maybe your coworker, or the guy sitting next to you in Shul, and their bad ways influence you, so just stay away. Also, Ba'atas Chaber L'Rasha, don't become friends with the Rasha, don't connect yourself to him. This means you don't have what to do with this Rasha just yet. He's not your neighbor. The Mishnah is cautioning, though, don't become buddies with him. Even if you hold strong and don't act like him, the fact is that he's going to rub off on you unbeknownst to you. Kind of like going to a store that smells like something terrible, you're going to walk out smelling bad, even if you didn't touch anything. Now, the opposite is also true. If you're Meschaber to Tzaddik, even if you don't learn from him or begin to emulate his ways B'dafka, the wonderful scent from him is going to rub off on you. Lastly, don't give up hope of punishment. This is referring to the Rasha situation, that sometimes we see a Rasha who's being successful in his business dealings and everything that he's doing, and you think to yourself, why is that? He should be punished. That's why Nita Rabeli is telling us, don't worry, Hashem is going to punish him one day, so don't become friends with him, and you're going to see how everything's going to work out in the end. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tess. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.